Thanks be to God. Okay, now sometimes when we love people, it's nice to give them a present. And this morning it was really exciting at my house because I had a new candlestick for Mother's Day, which is lovely. Now, one thing I like to give my mum sometimes is flowers because she really does love some nice flowers. Now, planted around the church this morning are 6 hearts of different sizes that I'm hoping we can put together to make a flower. And hopefully that'll tell us a little bit more about God's love. So if you'd like to get up and have a little look around, see if you can find. There's some big hearts and some little hearts. There's 6 altogether that we're looking for. Indeed. Is it a big one or a little one? It's a little one. Where? Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Oh, wow. Excellent. Well done. Okay. Harry, give me a big shout. Tell us what your word is.
Unconditional.
Does anyone know what unconditional means? No idea. I don't believe you, Harry. What does unconditional mean? Well, let's see if we can find the Bible verse that matches up. I think it's this one. Could you read what you've got on there?
Nothing can ever separate us from God's love.
Nothing can ever separate us from God's love. So unconditional, that means there's nothing that we can do that will make God love us less, and there's nothing that we can do to make us love him more. Him love for us more, even. His love for us is unconditional. It doesn't matter what we do. So would you like to come and stand together? That's great. Okay, what have you got here?
I've got everlasting.
Everlasting. Zach, what have you got on yours? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. His love will go on forever. And that's from the Psalms. And so finally then, what have we got here? This word, sacrificial. Does anyone know what sacrificial means? Let's find the verse. Do you want to read yours out, Esther? God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us. He offered his own son as a sacrifice for us. And as mums, we often have to make sacrifices as well, don't we, for our children? So we're going to try and quickly construct the flower. In fact, let's see. I've got some sellotape, actually, that might work. That's it. Pop that on there. You got the little ones. Everlasting. Yeah. When you've done, go and sit back down. Thank you very much. So all of these words show an aspect of God's love for us, but they also show us something of how we should be loving other people. But we need to receive God's sacrificial, unconditional, everlasting love for ourselves. And then we can show that good, deep love to other people. Love is contagious, isn't it? When we pour out love on those that we care for, then they too will want to love others, and the love disease will spread. We're going to pray now. I wonder, Michael, if you could come up and just... just pop that in the middle. If you can't see very well, you'll have to come and have a look up at the end. So as we move into a time of prayer, perhaps you'd like to just either sit quietly or chat with the people that you're with about who's been important to you in your life, who's shown you love in your life. And then also perhaps have a think about who you're responsible for loving. Perhaps it's your own children or grandchildren or maybe godchildren. Perhaps your brothers and sisters or your friends. Just have a think. Who are you thankful to God for, who's shown you love? And who do you want to pour your love out to?
His love endures forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever, forever.
Lord God, on this Mothering Sunday, we thank you for our mums and for all those who have shown us a glimpse of your love. We also pray for those for whom Mother's Day brings sadness. We pray for those who have never known their mother or whose mothers have died. Heavenly Father, bless them with your love. We pray for those who long to be mothers, but as yet have not had their own children. Heavenly Father, bless them with your love. We pray for those who struggle with the way their children have chosen to live their lives. Heavenly Father, bless them with your love. We pray for those who have a difficult relationship with their mother. Heavenly Father, bless them with your love. And this morning we want to say a special thank you for the birth of Lou and John's baby as Lou starts motherhood. And Lord God, help us to love our families and friends as you love us, sacrificially and unconditionally for the entirety of our lives. Lord, let our love be contagious, spreading out from each of us, transforming lives and making your world a better place. Let us join our prayers together now in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now let's stand and sing, Thank You, Father, for Your Love for Us. And during this song, if you'd like to come and collect a little chocolate bunny to give to either your mum or someone who's special to you to show your love for them. Please do stand.
That you die.